Doesn't matter. The other side of the stretch. Were you ever on the £6 pounder?
No,
was there any trouble maintaining morale in your battery or in your regiment?
I think there was.
And what were the duties that the working parties like?
You had to be very fit to
resist. Were you actually going in to the tunnels? How big were the tunnels? I mean, what sort of underground caverns were they?
Because they were on the wrong side of the rock, facing seawards instead of facing the
Did you ever get into Spain on visits?
No,
it was a closed border. Now, what did you think of the news you were getting from the war? Because there were some pretty bad times while you were there.
Difficult to remember and difficult to express my feelings at the time, but certainly at that time of the war, the feeling of abysmal, the feeling of, are we going to come through? And I think it was only towards the end when we saw things starting to happen in Malta, because we saw the convoy go through and land in that.
Now, how did the posting come to an end then?
How did the
posting come to an end?
Well, I've done my 4 years. So, it was normally a 3 year posting in peacetime. Because of transport, etc. It was 4 years. I came home to work. And
what would that... That would be... You've gone out in January 38, so you'd be back about January. Would anything about the journey?
Well, apart from the looking after the prisoners of war groups, they were quartered down in the very bottom of the ship. And being a Polish ship, of course, they were very merciful and locked them up. We were on our own apart from two destroyer escorts, which one on either side kept us way out into the Atlantic and then up through the Irish Sea and into Europe, which was just short of the escort. From there we were offloaded in a very terrible weather in Germany, which took literally. And what I was very pleased about, I didn't know anything about, was every station we stopped at, the Double RDS or Salvation Army came back.